it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
It is 11 minutes before the top of the hour. The Tom Joyner Morning Show. Skip Murphy in for Tom with Sybil and Jay. And it's always a pleasure to bring in from the insider and HipHollywood.com, Kevin Frazier. How are you this morning, Kevin?
Oh, I'm good, guys. I mean, of course, we are all dealing, walking around with heavy hearts. And
you know,
once again, my condolences to all the victims in Connecticut and their families and what they're struggling with. And, you know, this past weekend, that was one of the things that I talked about when I went to New York to talk to the stars from Django Unchained. Now, I saw the movie about a week and a half ago, about 4 days before the shootings. And I want to tell you that after I saw that movie, I couldn't wait to go see The Junket because this is a movie, and I said this to each and every character, that is going to leave some black people very angry.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. You're going to come out of this because there are things in this movie that just will challenge your sensibilities. There are things in this movie that are so horrific and so disturbing, but at the same time, they are juxtaposed against a moment of levity.
Mm.
Now, for me, that was tough, but I will say this. There are incredible performances in this movie. And when I sat down and I said to Sam Jackson, I was so angry at you and me when I saw your character. And he said, you're supposed to be angry. I'm despicable. This is slavery. Did you think it was nice back then? And then I sat down with Jamie Foxx and Kerry Washington. And I asked him, I said, you know, there's some black people that are going to be angry about this movie. I want you to hear Kerry first.
It's exciting. I think it's exciting, particularly for this movie, because I do think that the film is about an issue that people are afraid to talk about. But because the film is so entertaining, people are talking about it.
Mm. Now, in the movie screen I went to, the movie got a standing ovation afterwards. And there were a lot of people who went crazy over it. I think Kerry Washington is a supremely talented actress, and it is so hard to watch her suffer in this movie. So once again, that's why I say you'll be angry. But, you know, as they said again, you're supposed to be angry about this movie. It is supposed to make you so upset. But I had a problem because it's also sold as a spaghetti Western.
Yeah, the juxtaposition of it with the violence and then the humor, or the levity of it just seems a little unsettling. Is that what you found?
That's where I struggled, and that's why I say everybody has to go see this movie and make their own determination.
Because even Kerry Washington, I know, and Jamie Foxx, and I think it was an interview you did, Kevin, that said, you know, at night they would be texting each other saying, I don't know if I can go through this another day.
And you know, they were right when they said, you're going to see some things in this movie that will really upset you. Leonardo DiCaprio's character is despicable. His acting in this movie is incredible. It's why he was nominated for a Golden Globe. Christoph Waltz is fantastic. Samuel L. Jackson, literally, you are laughing and then you're mad at yourself because you look around the theater and you see other people laughing at something that was so despicable that you're like, why am I laughing? I'm mad. Mm-hmm. I'm mad at me. And then there's the use of the N-word. And, you know, it is pounded into you. But I want you to hear what Jamie said about all the use of the N-word in this movie.
When you talk about the N-word at that time was not a hot button issue. It wasn't a hot button word. That's the way they labeled you. So maybe we get a little insight on how we use it. Even me, I know I use it a lot. Just sometimes I can't even start my sentences out without saying it. You know, so, you know, it just makes you think about certain things.
Put it in historical context.
Yeah. If we hadn't have done it this honest, there's no need to do the film. If you sugarcoated it, it would have been absolutely, it would have been, I think, worse. I think it would have been terrible to sugarcoat.
So I'm telling you now, I want to hear what you think. I want you to tweet me and tell me what you think after you see this movie on Christmas Day.
I think that's what's so surprising, Kevin. I think slavery has been sugarcoated for so long, the real
issues. In Lincoln, we didn't really see the real deal, and this is supposed to be the man that freed us. Kevin, what about the nominations for this movie? I just found it very interesting that no African-Americans.
None of the African-Americans were. I was surprised at that. I think that, you know, there's no question Sam Jackson or Jamie or even Carrie should have been. One of them should have been nominated. Mm-hmm. Sam Jackson is, even though you want to literally, you want to run into the screen and strangle Sam Jackson's mm-hmm. character, he should have been nominated.
That's acting. That's the beauty
that's the beauty. And that's what Sam kept laughing about. He's like, why are you mad at me? I did my job.
Right.
He's like, I did my job. That's why you're so mad. That's why you were sitting in the theater wanting to run up and literally put your hands around my neck because I did my job. And Django Unchained opens Christmas Day. They have canceled the premiere out of respect for the victims in Connecticut, and everyone had a lot to say about that, but that their hearts are hurting for everyone in Connecticut. But boy, Django is going to challenge your sensibilities. I can't wait to hear what you think about it.
Nothing says Christmas like Django Unchained.
Django Unchained. Yes, people will be upset.
Just be ready.
Yeah,
just be ready, y'all. I'm telling you, but I think you should go see it.
All right, we'll check it out there. Kevin Frazier, we thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and have a safe holiday season.
All right, you too, bro. Thanks for spending time with us.